Do Christians fulfill the law of God? You may think that's a trick question until we talk about it today in the Word. Good morning and welcome back to Today in the Word. Hi, I'm Glenn Schaefer and we're walking through the book of Romans, and I love it that you're following along. I want to encourage you to subscribe by pushing that little button. Also, like each video or share them, and let's get the word out together if you're benefiting at all, and I hope you are. Let's get right into the scripture. We're addressing the question, do Christians fulfill the law? Now, in the intro, I said you probably think that's a trick question, but let's follow through in verse 8 of Romans chapter 13. We're going to cover verse 8 down through 10. This is interesting how Paul, dealing with the behavior of Christians, reaches right in there and talks about what this looks like in fulfilling the law. Let's read. Owe no one anything except to love one another. For he who loves another has fulfilled the law. You know what you're going to see? You're going to see that Paul over and over says that we establish the law, we fulfill the law, not annul it, not abolish it, not do away with it, not replace it, but fulfill it. Christ came to fulfill. That's why Paul, as we stated in some of our earlier teachings, that the law is good, the law is holy, the law is spiritual. And all the need and the value of the law in the believer is under a new covenant, but Christ in us, the power of the Holy Spirit in us, brings out what he calls the fulfillment of the law. Now let's go through here and see what he says. He actually identifies 5 of the 10 commandments. And the ones he identifies has to do with loving your neighbor. So he's saying, if you love your neighbor, here's what it looks like. How do I know if I'm loving my neighbor? The law tells me. But that's in the Old Testament. But Paul brought it into the New Testament. And he's actually sharing with us as a New Testament apostle, as believers, how we're to view the Old Testament. I know there are those who say the Ten Commandments have nothing to do with being a Christian. Well, tell Paul that. He quotes 5 of them right here. And he includes them all because he says, if there's any other commandment. As you know, the Ten Commandments are a summary of all the law and the prophets. So when the young man came to Jesus and said, what's the greatest commandment? What did he say? He said, love God with all of your heart and love your neighbor as yourself. He said, all the law of the prophets rest on these 2 commandments. Well, you could take the 10 commandments. The first 4 have to do with honoring God. You're to have no other gods before him. If you love God, you're not going to have any other gods. See, that's how Christ, when we know Christ, he is the ultimate Savior. He is our Lord, our God. He's the Lord Christ. There are no other gods. There's no one to worship. And you're not going to create an image or some kind of idol, because Christ is the image of the invisible God. And so in Christ, we fulfill those 2 of the 10 commandments. Not taking the Lord's name in vain. We're not going to take the Lord's name in vain, neither carry it out as a Christian in hypocrisy or even what we speak wrongly, because we honor the Lord. That's our God. He is our God. And honoring the Sabbath. We're going to do that, not only in principle for the rest of our body, but when we love Jesus, he's the Lord of the Sabbath. When you trust in Jesus, you're keeping the Sabbath, for he's the Lord of the Sabbath. That's 4 of the 10 commandments. Then you get over into the last 6. 5 of them have to do with your neighbor, and the one in the middle, number 5, has to do with your family. Honor your father and mother. Well, now Paul quotes that over in Ephesians chapter 6, where he says, honor your father and mother, for this is the first commandment of promise. he appeals to the authority of the law and telling children to obey their parents, and that parents have a responsibility to lead and not exasperate their children. So the law is fulfilled, not abolished, not done away with. So now he goes into the five having to do with neighbor. So let's read them. He says, for the commandments, and he starts naming them, you shall not commit adultery. You shall not murder. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. You shall not covet. And then he adds, and if there's any other commandment, are all summed up in this saying, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. He identifies each of the remaining 10 commandments, all having to do with your neighbor. For he says, if you love your neighbor, if you love one another, you're fulfilling the law. You shall not commit adultery. If you love your neighbor, you're not going to commit adultery. You're not going to defraud their spouse. You're not going to defraud their family. You're not going to defraud their name. You're going to love them as a brother or a sister. You shall not murder. If you love your neighbor, hatred and murder is not even in your heart. It's a fulfillment of the law. You shall not steal. You're not going to take something from somebody you love. You're going to want to give to them. Wow. You should not bear false witness. Why would you take stand against someone falsely if you love them? You're going to take their side. You're going to be on their side. You shall not covet. You're going to rejoice with them and not covet what they have. Do you see it? It's the fulfillment of the law, Christ in you. So Christians do fulfill the law by the Holy Spirit and by the work of Christ in them. And then I like how he just adds, just in case somebody's wondering if he just means these five, he goes, no. And if there's any other commandment, which obviously there are all summed up in this saying, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. And of course, he's quoting out Leviticus there as well. Verse 10, love does no harm to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. Do you love your neighbor? I want to be your neighbor. Sounds like Mr. Rogers. I love it. Hey, you are a neighbor. You have neighbors, and when you love them, there are people that God has put in your life. And when you love them in Christ, you are fulfilling the law. Thank you for joining me today in the Word.